Actor, director, playwright, and educator Bobby Botford is a busy man. In his first year as Surrey Arts Council Artistic Director, he's already produced Hairspray, Seussical, 9 to 5, and many others at the Andy Griffith Playhouse in Mount Airy, where he's also Artistic Director. In addition, Bobby directs hugely popular camps and workshops for young actors throughout the year. His upcoming productions at the Andy Griffith Playhouse include Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, Dearly Beloved, Annie, The Little Mermaid, Smoke on the Mountain, and coming up this weekend, it's A Children's Christmas Carol. This is your adaptation? Yeah.
This is mine. You know, I thought everybody's got their own version around here, doggone it. You know, Preston's got his at Triad Stage.
Preston Lane?
Uh-huh. Yeah, and North Carolina Shakes pretty routinely all the time. And they're just kind of all over the place. And I just thought, you know, Bobby Botford should have his version of A Christmas Carol. And I found a niche, David. There was a niche for this, okay? Christmas Carol is one of the best stories ever written, as far as I'm concerned. It's almost the perfect little story. And it's got so much to say. And children need to hear it. But it tends to be scary. So I thought, let's do a child-friendly, a family-friendly version. We can tell them the same thing, allow them to laugh, throw a little humor in there along the way, and make them a little easy about it so that they can get the messages but not be afraid to come and see the show. And the first thing I thought was, well, the best thing to do would be use a lot of children in the show, because children watching other children is a nice, safe thing to do. So I decided to just use one adult, and that would be Ebenezer Scrooge. And everyone else is a child or a youth. And it's really made it work. I was so tickled at how well received it was and how people had been longing for this kind of a version of A Christmas Carol.
I wouldn't be surprised if it taps into, at least it would for me, that sense of, the Muppets did that so well. When they'd have a guest actor or actress come in from Broadway or movies, and it was all Muppets and the one adult actor.
That is exactly where I took the inspiration from the Muppet Christmas Carol, where Michael Caine was the only person. That's exactly what this sort of feels like. Feels like we've got one adult actor and a lot of Muppets. But, you know, I protected the integrity of the story, but I have strayed a little bit with my sense of humor, which, you know, I think it's right there with just about everybody's.
They say kids say the darndest things, which can be a beautiful thing. I'm wondering if you've learned anything from the young actors in your years, looking at this through their eyes. What do you pick up on?
They always help me write. A script for them, especially if I'm doing something original with them, comes in as an outline. And as you begin to put it together with these guys, they're going to give you lines that you could never, ever come up with. I should make them all sign releases. But I think they're just tickled to know I would put their line in a script, you know. But, yeah, of course you learn. Man, if I ever stop learning, I guess I got to quit.
Surrey Arts Council and Andy Griffith Playhouse Artistic Director Bobby Botford. His family-friendly production, A Children's Christmas Carol, comes to the Andy Griffith Playhouse in Mount Airy this Friday, December 13th at 7 o'clock, with weekend matinees on Saturday and Sunday at 3. The fabulous Andy Griffith Playhouse and Museum are open daily, year-round, at 218 Rockford Street, and you'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.